You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So yesterday, Labor announced they would be building their 8,000 houses and where they'd be putting them, with 6,000 of them being public housing and 2,000 of them being transitional housing. With New Zealand currently in a housing crisis, this announcement has been met with criticism as demand for housing grows. I talked to the National Party housing spokesperson about what Nicola Willis about what they thought about the announcement, and started off by asking about her thoughts on said announcement.
Well, it's a hopelessly inadequate response to New Zealand's housing shortage. It won't be enough housing to deal with current demand, let alone future demand, and it does nothing to address the growing problems of affordability in the private rental market and the inability for so many Kiwis to buy their own home.
What do you think's holding Labor back from making more progress?
Well, I think that they have been very slow to move on some of the regulatory and legal barriers that stand in the way of new houses being built. We have argued for some time that Resource Management Act reform is required. Labor have belatedly agreed to that, but it's moving very slowly. They've also had a real focus on Kiwi Build, which is a failed policy, at the expense of progressing more practical and pragmatic things, which would make a difference to housing affordability as a whole.
Do you think we'll see more progress once the RMA has been reformed?
Yes, I do think that RMA reform will allow more land to be released for development, more intensification to occur, more houses to be built at lower cost and quicker. But I'm very concerned that RMA reform is on the go slow, and what I would like to see is more urgent action taken to make it easier for people to build additional houses right now.
So Labor have announced a certain number of houses they want to build by 2024.
Yeah.
By the time all of this housing is built, do you think it will have had an impact on housing prices?
Absolutely not. To give you a sense of how small these numbers are, in the past year, the state house waiting list grew by around 8,000 people. It's now up to 22,000. That's four times what it was when Labor came to office. And the plan that Labor announced yesterday is for 8,000 houses, so it won't even address 1 year's worth of growth on the list. We've got to look at the root cause of this issue, which is that people are being priced out of the private rental market because of the dire housing shortage. And actually, the government can't get there through its own building efforts alone. It needs to ensure that the private construction industry and the private sector, community housing providers, can be building as well.
Do you think this will still... Even with all these houses being built, we've seen, especially in the private rental, with the changes in tenancy law, we've seen a lot of landlords saying they're not going to rent out their houses anymore because of these changes. What sort of impact do you think this will have as well on the housing market?
Well, we are concerned by anything that makes it... That reduces the supply of rental properties. We obviously want to see people having access to affordable, warm rental properties. And we are concerned that that there is some problems happening in that area at the moment, that we are seeing people having to queue up for a rental property, that there we've seen huge increases in rents. They've gone up $100 on average a week in the past few years. Our concern is to see more housing becoming available to the market and more people wanting to be good, responsible landlords.
Okay, does National take any partial responsibility for the situation as during the last government they were part of, they sold public housing?
Well, what I have consistently said is that obviously New Zealand's housing shortage has built up over successive governments. There's no denying that. But it is frustrating that National, in a bipartisan way, did say to Labor that we wanted to reform the Resource Management Act in government because we thought it was necessary to address our housing challenges. Labor rejected that opportunity. Again, 2 years ago, we wrote to Labor and said we'd like to work with you on Resource Management Act reform, and Labor rejected that opportunity. And it's only now, here we are in 2021, that Labor are now admitting these kinds of substantive reforms are needed. And that they will work with us on them. So our view is that to get to the root causes of this issue, we do need to deal with these underlying regulatory constraints, and the government has been far too slow to move on that, and instead has had the political hoax of Kiwi Build, which hasn't delivered what Labor promised, and now they seem to be coming back to the drawing board and progressing some of the initiatives that National argued for in government.
Okay, and with all this going on, how does National propose the housing crisis can be fixed?
Fundamentally, we need to build more houses. That means talking to people about any barrier that exists to building a house today and wherever possible getting rid of it or reducing it. I've put forward 5 ideas that could make a difference tomorrow. Those include, for example, working with community housing providers who are often ready to build houses but need access to capital. Maybe they could access some of the Kiwi Build funds that the government has in reserve. We could be doing things like looking at the urban growth boundary in Auckland and allowing more land to be released for subdivisions. We could be looking at infrastructure financing so that there is more assistance to help people put in the pipes and roads that would allow more houses to be built. That's just a few ideas. There are lots of things we could be doing to ensure that it is easier for people to go and build a house, to get it done quickly, to get the planning consents, and to ensure those houses are available for Kiwis as soon as possible.
Okay, so as more houses will eventually get built and there'll be a larger housing stock, do you think it'll become more necessary for there to be a capital gains tax as more people have it as an asset?
I don't think that new taxes will make things more affordable. I think in reality we need to deal with our supply issues. That's the major constraint in New Zealand. We need to build more houses and we need to be looking at things that will encourage that. National's position for some time has been that we oppose a capital gains tax, and I note that that is also the government's position.
Okay, now are there any other comments you'd like to make?
Just to say that if Labor thinks that building some more state houses, re-announcing some more state houses is an answer to New Zealand's growing housing woes, then they're completely wrong, and I hope to see a much more bold series of reforms in the coming year to address what's becoming a major social issue for our country.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.